I'm Audie Cornish at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, and the floor of this convention, as you can hear, loud, chaotic, tense from the moment the proceedings started. Supporters of Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have been shouting at each other, often drowning out the speakers on stage. And at the same time, thousands of protesters have been rallying outside the arena as well. Many are Sanders supporters who are frustrated with the party's nomination process.
Hell no, DNC! We won't vote for Hillary!
Now, NPR's Hansi Lo Wong has been following the demonstrations all day. He joins us now from outside the convention arena. Hey there, Hansi. What does it look like out there?
Hey, Audie. I don't know if you can hear the helicopters hovering ahead of me. Lots of security here because there's a large group of protesters. Their noses to the security fence right where the delegates are walking in to get their security done. A lot of these protesters have been marching in the streets of Philadelphia all day today, crossing bridges. And I met with some of them, and I encountered one incident involving a Hillary supporter. This is Jacqueline Grant of Philadelphia. She met up, kind of ran across some Bernie supporters, and here's what she said to them.
We have moved on.
Who has moved on?
The people
Hillary is going to be our nominee.
It is time to stand up for our great people. Give me a break.
So you can hear right there the fractures within the Democratic Party right here in the streets of Philadelphia. I did talk to one Bernie supporter. She says she's not sure what she's going to do if she can't vote for Bernie this November. She told me she would probably vote for either Hillary or Donald Trump. Her name's Kaylin Mitchell. She's from Quakertown, Pennsylvania, and this is what she said.
Do I believe that a Trump presidency is worse than a Hillary presidency? The answer to that is I don't know, because I believe with a Trump presidency, he's going to have Congress that's going to obstruct him, way worse than even President Obama. Whereas Hillary Clinton, she is more deceitful, and she will mislead the American public into thinking that she's something, but her actions say something else.
So you can hear there just one of the protesters here, one of the Bernie supporters, who are really conflicted and are also expressing a lot of frustration here today out in the streets.
And we had an inkling of this when we looked at sort of the permits that were pulled for protests. Many of them were for pro-Bernie Sanders groups. How does this compare to the protests last week in Cleveland?
Well, out in Cleveland, the numbers were just not at this scale. Today, we've seen thousands. Yesterday, we saw thousands even before the convention began here in Philadelphia. And these are folks who are coming from all over the country with lots of different issues. It's just a much bigger crowd, and we're expecting this to continue through the week.
Response from police so far?
It's been fairly tame. We'll see how tonight goes. It is the first night of the convention, and Bernie Sanders is speaking. There might be a lot of supporters out here, out outside the arena, waiting to hear what he says.
That's NPR's Hansi Lo Wong covering the protests here in Philadelphia out on the street. Hansi, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Audie.